Thanks, Dieter. Ski jumper Yander rules the world is the headline in one of Monday's papers, after, for the second weekend in a row, Jakob Yander topped the podium in a World Cup event on Sunday, this time at Norway's Lillehammer. In another jump a day earlier, Yander fell just short of first place, and now, two competitions into the season, he leads the table in the World Cup by an impressive 17.5 points. And he'll be hoping his great run continues next weekend, when the venue will be the North Bohemian resort of Harakov. Here is Jakob Yander.
Of course, I'm looking forward to Harakov and performing in front of a home crowd, in front of Czech fans. It'll be difficult, but I really hope I'm still wearing the yellow jersey after Harakov. It's great to be wearing it now. I'm really glad.
Ski jumper Jakob Yander, who is fast becoming quite a star here in the Czech Republic. Football and the tarnished reputation of the Czech game wasn't enhanced by a couple of dubious refereeing decisions at the weekend. Sparta Prague, trailing 1-0 in time added on, were awarded a very questionable penalty against Příbram and duly converted to take 1 point from the game. The Příbram player, who made a fingers and thumb cash-shuffling gesture at the referee, will have echoed the thoughts of many. League leaders Slovan Liberec were also awarded a dodgy penalty in their 1-0 win over Zlín. Meanwhile, the game of the weekend was Slavia Prague's convincing 3-1 away victory over Baník Ostrava. While the other teams in the Czech league will be looking forward to starting the winter break after next weekend, Slavia have one more big game before Christmas, away to Hamburg in the group stage of the UEFA Cup. After losing 2-0 at home to Monaco on Thursday, Slavia need at least a draw on December 15th to progress to the knockout stage. By the way, Thursday's game was somewhat marred by sustained booing of Monaco's Czech international Jaroslav Plašil by Slavia's fans. And all eyes will be on Leipzig on Friday evening for the draw to decide the groups at next year's World Cup finals in Germany, though there's still some confusion over which basket the Czech Republic will be in. Czech fans have had to wait 16 long years to see their team at the World Cup. Finally, ice hockey, and an injury to one Czech player could mean a lucky break for another. The NHL's Detroit Red Wings have called up the talented young Czech forward Jiří Hudler from the Grand Rapids farm team after it became clear a groin strain sustained by Robert Lang was more serious than first appeared. Hudler, who is 21, is regarded as one of the best Czech hockey players of his generation, and he's made no secret of his frustration at not getting NHL action. That's all the sport for today.
Just a reminder that this is Radio Prague's